Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hello, creepies, and welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 202. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Todd and Sean, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. How's it going tonight, fellas?
We're recumbent tonight.
Don't you use that language?
I am, anyway.
Yeah. No, everything's going good tonight.
Yeah.
Sitting here in the camper starting when we're doing our full, I kept hearing something. It sort of sounded like a thunderstorm siren off in the distance.
Oh, no.
And so in between, while I was letting the other episode convert, and I stepped out to the outdoor kitchen to get some more drinks to bring back in, farmer for the fields right behind the campground, he's out in his tractor tilling the ground in the pitch black with all of his spotlights on. It's like, oh wow. That's where all the sound's coming from.
Huh.
I thought you were going to say it was just a prison break.
Well, no, works, I guess.
Yeah.
It's a prison break. No big deal.
No, I haven't heard that sound before, so I was having a hard time placing what I was hearing.
Interesting.
Good old Indiana, right?
Mm-hmm.
Peru.
Do what, Sean?
I said good old Indiana, old Peru, Indiana.
Circus capital.
I can't hear anybody.
Uh-oh. We lost them.
Can you hear me?
There we go.
Came back.
Oh, good. My thing was, it's like blinking. Do you hear me as well as you did the last time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Good.
What were you saying?
Oh, I was just talking about Peru. I was bad-mouthing Peru.
Oh.
Not too bad, though. See, I'm from Kokomo, so I can badmouth Peru.
Gotcha.
We used to call Peru.
Peru.
Mm-hmm. It's not a bad town.
Yeah. Good people.
Mm-hmm.
Circus capital of the world.
Yes, it is.
At least it's not the carny capital of the world, right?
What was I say? Is that...
Yeah. I don't know what that is. That's probably Martinsville. Just kidding, Martinsville.
I was going to say Beach Grove.
Beach Grove, there you go.
Oh. Sorry, Beach Grove.
I know some nice people in Beach Grove.
I don't.
Greasy skin and smell like deep fried food.
Oh. Oh.
What'd you say, Nate?
Everybody has greasy skin and it smells like deep fried food.
Yeah. Smell like beef and cheese.
That's hilarious.
Man, we're on a roll here, just picking on people.
Something.
Yeah, right. We better pick out another state. I guess we can pick out our own.
Well, let's get to our topic, shall we?
We shall.
Sean, what do we have?
It's going to be Nate's choice tonight, and it is the Joachim Kroll Manor. And if interested, please go check our show notes for the source links we use for this topic. And an additional disclaimer that this is maybe a little bit, or it is, adult-themed in nature, and we talk about some things that the kiddies may not want to hear, so you might want to just listen with caution.
Yep.
Is that a nice disclaimer?
That's a good job.
You're like, you don't mean it.
No, that was a good job.
Well, the Joachim Kroll Manor is an abandoned estate that has gained attention for its eerie appearance and dark namesake. The manor is named after Joachim George Kroll, a German serial killer who murdered at least 8 women and young girls in the, I guess it's Rue, excuse me, metropolitan region from 1955 until his arrest in 1976.
He's a creepy dude.
Oh yes, he was.
Yeah.
Despite its grandeur, the manor was abandoned in 1970. It's sort of cool,
1970, huh?
yeah.
I wasn't even born. That's a ways back.
Yeah, he was infamous as the Cannibal of the Ruhr. His heinous crime shocked the world. As you said, 8 confirmed murders and a chilling confession to 14 more. His dark presence lingers within the walls of this abandoned manor, a testament to the horrors that once unfolded within its confines.
It looks like it's holding horror.
Oh, yeah.
It's oddly shaped. It almost looks like it's going to eat you.
Yeah, well, that's
No
fair.
pun, no pun intended.
It looks kind of fake.
That too, yeah.
Looks like AI did something to it or something. I don't know. One of those pictures on Facebook, would you live in this house? Which is not a real house, but it just makes up some crazy looking house to, yeah. Yeah, this
Because
guy didn't have a chance as a
he's
kid. Not that every
no.
kid that gets mistreated becomes a serial killer, but not to make excuses. But his father was known to be physically abusive, and his mother suffered from mental health issues. Said his dysfunctional environment, the way he was raised, likely played a significant role in shaping his disturbed psyche. It didn't help, that's for sure.
It said he so he's a German serial killer who committed cannibalistic murders the metropolitan region of West Germany. Was convicted of 8 murders, one attempted murder, but confessed to a total of 14 victims. Kroll was caught after a neighbor reported a clogged toilet and foul smell, leading police to discover him attempting to dispose of what he claimed were rabbit guts, but were actually human remains. He was sentenced to life imprisonment in 1982 and died in 1991. It says he terrorized West Germany for over 20 years, eating the flesh of his victims because, as he said, meat was expensive.
Oh,
Yep.
that sounds sensible.
Not as well known as Ted Bundy or Jeffrey Dahmer, but he's just as disturbing as those two guys. Ugh.
He was frugal. God.
Right? There's frugal and then there's macabre, right? So.
Oh. Yeah, I think he was born in 33, so he was born a year before my dad, so he'd be 92 today. Yeah, they said he lured the girls, he manipulated them kind of in a Ted Bundy way. Pretty disturbed dude.
I guess neighbors keep a watchful eye on the property for anybody trying to get in and explore it.
Yeah. I think I was gonna say put this on the list, but we don't want neighbors coming at us.
Tonight we're not getting to add much on our list, are we?
No.
Dang it.
A bummer. It would be a neat house to check out, though.
Yeah, it looks very interesting and beautiful on the inside. It's got like a big grand spiral staircase and a lot of arches and lot of workmanship went into it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It, someone on Reddit said, I think it's terrible that they named a house after a serial killer.
Right.
And it says, and they said, let me read this word for word here. I don't want to mess it up. It says, let's see, naming something after someone is usually done to give recognition and respect to the namesake. It says naming something after an evil person and allowing their name's legacy to live on seems wrong. It says the article or the Reddit says, what's next? Jeffrey Dahmer Gardens, Ted Bundy Clubhouse, Charles Manson Mansion.
Oh,
Wow.
Jeffrey Dahmer Gardens, everybody.
A fair point, right?
Yeah.
It's gonna draw the crowds.
Someone else was looking for a woman was looking for a tour, a place to tour, and they said, thanks for the tour, but the hubby and I are looking for something a little smaller, preferably closer to a school and less with or and with less haunted by a serial killer vibes.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, okay. Mayor's just trying to offer, you know. Suggestion.
Dad, you were talking about how he grew up, and bad childhood and everything. He grew up poor in Nazi Germany, and they say he was a bedwetter who was sexually abused or who sexually abused animals. Ugh.
Yeah. There's three, not that it. So I want our listeners, not that this means your kid's going to be a serial killer, but they do say that there's three commonalities to serial killers, and one is animal cruelty, two is wetting the bed at later on in years. I'm trying to think of the third one. Do you know? I'm drawing a blank on the third one, that it's.
I don't know. I read that it says bedwetting and animal cruelty are components of what's called the McDonald Triad, a set of
Yep.
childhood behaviors that can point to violent tendencies. But it doesn't say what the third one is.
Yeah. Can't think, but anyway.
It said his methods of murder were savage and grotesque, involving rape, strangulation, dismemberment, and acts of necrophilia. His obsession with consuming parts of his victims earned him the macabre moniker Cannibal Butcher.
Yep.
I got it. I know what the triad is now.
What?
So this says the triad links cruelty to animals, obsession with fire setting, and
Yes.
persistent bedwetting past the age of five to violent behaviors, particularly homicidal behavior and sexually predatory behavior. Whoo.
Yes,
Yeah,
that's
I've
right.
heard that
Setting
before.
fire.
I couldn't remember the fire setting.
Yep.
Yikes.
Yep. I should have known because I listened to so many true crime podcasts, and I should have remembered fire, but I couldn't. Middle-aged moment. They call him the German Ted Bundy.
Wow. Yeah,
Yep.
he was he had a few screws loose for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, when he was younger, he saw a pig that got slaughtered, and he claims that that awakened both his sex drive and his bloodlust from watching a pig die. It
Yeah, there's something.
inspired his murderous fantasies, it says. Ugh.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
It says, as a young man, Kroll did attempt to have a romantic relationship with an unknown woman. He said that it felt awkward and inadequate with, or he felt awkward and inadequate with women sexually and described his only sexual encounter with a woman as a failure. Kroll's twisted mind concluded that he should have sexual encounters with someone who could not complain about his performance. Yikes.
Hmm. Crazy.
February 8th, 1955, Kroll traveled to the village of Wallstead. There, he captured and murdered 19-year-old Imgard Striel. He strangled her to death, then raped her and slashed open her abdomen. Along with raping other victims, after their death, Kroll often reportedly pleasured himself over their bodies. Finally, when he got home from a kill, he would do that again, with a sex doll, often choking a small child's doll. That's just weird. Yeah. Yikes. A good thing for the disclaimer, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, you guys are like, yeah, we'll let you talk about that, Sean.
Yeah, that's enough.
No. We'll talk about pigs again. Pig slaughter.
Wow.
I'm looking at the picture of the house, and it's a really good picture. It's just, it does, it looks fake. It looks like it's somebody just computer generated it. It's kind of wonky.
Ugh. So
I'm
it says,
surprised he looks like a little guy. Like, I'm
yeah,
surprised
like he wouldn't hurt a fly.
he'd be able to overpower even, like a 19-year-old girl. He doesn't look very imposing.
No, not at all.
So.
So his next murder was basically identical to the first one. All the details I won't go over them again, but it was a 24-year-old Clara Frieda Tesmer. Only this time, Kroll began to engage in what would become his trademark cannibalism. Kroll removed pieces of Tesmer's flesh from her buttocks and thighs, wrapped them up, and took them home to cook for dinner. A local man in Rhyme named Heinrich Ott was arrested for Tesmer's murder and hanged himself while awaiting trial. Meanwhile, Joachim remained at large. Ugh.
Horrible person. For sure.
Yeah, I wonder how much they'd sell the house for.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not that I plan on buying it, but.
Yeah.
Are you
It
sure?
doesn't really say if it's haunted per se, but it's a creepy house,
Oh,
nonetheless.
yeah.
I don't really want anything to do with it.
No.
So, not a Mako studio?
No.
I mean, it's interesting, but it has a unique look, like you said, like fake almost. But yeah, I wouldn't want anything to do with it.
No, I wouldn't either. I'm totally with you.
It's just disturbing. And then all the disturbing nature of the stories are just, yeah, no, thank you.
Yep.
No.
Yeah, it mainly just leaves you disgusted, right?
Bad
Bad
taste
taste
in your mouth.
in your mouth. No doubt. What else do you guys have on this manor?
We're not going and we're not buying.
I second that.
I
We're
third
not
that.
buying what he's selling anyway.
You want some jerky?
Oh, Nate.
Meat's cheap. Yikes.
That's disgusting.
It's pretty disgusting.
Well, come off of that, Nate. What do you have for us?
I hope nobody lets this episode eat at them, but that's a wrap.
Oh, I think your beef jerky comment
We'll
that already took
get
care of
it.
Well, thanks, Nate. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to our Middle-Aged Mini 202 and our discussion on the Joachim Kroll Manor. Until next time, we will talk to you later.
Bye.
See ya.